Exclusive GOP lawmakers blast Biden's coronavirus surrender. Americans have had enough of Biden and Fauci's fake science. By Hannah Blow on July 27, 2021. Several Republican politicians have blasted the Biden administration for surrendering to more Chinese coronavirus mandates after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced it is now recommending vaccinated individuals mask up in certain settings, concluding the American people have had enough of Biden and Fauci's fake science. On Tuesday, Biden's CDC backtracked on previous guidance, drastically modifying its position by recommending vaccinated individuals wear masks in certain settings. The Biden White House was utterly unable to explain the discrepancies in talking points after weeks of health officials pitching vaccines as the primary way for the U.S. to return to pre-pandemic normalcy. If vaccines work, then why do people who have the vaccine need to now wear masks? Peter Ducey of Fox News asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who was unable to sufficiently answer the question. The public health leaders in our administration have made the determination, based on data, that that is a way to make sure they're protected, she offered. GOP lawmakers are now speaking out, lambasting the Biden administration for sending mixed signals. The American people have had enough of Biden and Fauci's fake science. Representative Greg Stube, RFL, told Breitbart News in reaction to Biden offering an unconditional surrender to the coronavirus by retreating on the mask guidance from the CDC. This decision is nothing more than an example of outrageous government overreach that will infringe on our rights, threaten our businesses, and keep children falling behind at school, he continued. How many more times will we allow this administration to move the goalposts and stunt our recovery from the pandemic? He asked. Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, told Breitbart News that the guidance will create even more doubt about the effectiveness of the vaccine and therefore incentivize people that already have concerns not to get it. This is going to make the problem worse, not better, he warned. Just like he did with Kamala Harris in our border crisis. It's weak for the president to abdicate his leadership on this important issue entirely to the CDC. Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, told Breitbart News, explaining that the CDC has proven it will almost always adopt the most restrictive guidance, despite the evidence and broader effects their policies ultimately have on our economy and way of life. The CDC should be one source of information for Mr. Biden, not his proxy, the congressman added. Representative Mike Kelly, RPA, said Democrats, along with the media, need to stop moving the goalposts. The COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, and every American has had the opportunity to get one, he told Breitbart News. At some point, Democrats, the media, and the healthcare bureaucracy will have to stop moving the goalposts and accept that Americans have a right to confront health risks in a manner they choose, including whether to get the vaccine or wear masks, he added. The CDC recommending masks for vaccinated people is going to take us right back to the way the heavy hand of government dealt with COVID in the first place, Senator Mike Braun, RN, said on social media. Let this be solved at the grassroots level with individual responsibility. No more mandates and masking that didn't work, he added. Governor Ron DeSantis's, R, administration also issued a pointed response, contending the updated rules are not based on science and warning that it will likely backfire. It isn't based in science. There is no indication that areas with mask mandates have performed any better than areas without mask mandates, DeSantis's office told Breitbart News. In fact, this policy could actually backfire. Mandating masks for vaccinated people erodes public trust and confidence in the effectiveness of the vaccines. To me, it appears that the government wants to be perceived as doing something during a seasonal infection surge, even if their policy does not necessarily make people safer, DeSantis's press secretary Christina Pushaw said. Mass psychosis fueled by schizophrenia at NIH and CDC. How do you say the vaccines work while taking actions that show you don't believe it? Representative Warren Davidson, RO, told Breitbart News. For what it's worth, it looks like for most people the vaccines do work. Everyone should consult their own doctor, and ignore Dr. Fauci, he added. Meanwhile, Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, is blaming unvaccinated people for her agency backtracking. The updated mask guidance, she claimed, could have been avoided if more people had gotten vaccinated. Falling in line with the administration, which continues to undermine its own narrative.